Back on Downtown on a Wednesday afternoon, and it's time for another visit with folks from the Top Gun Entrepreneurship Program, the Accelerator Program. Emma Wilson in studio with us. Sad, bittersweet today, Emma. It's our last visit with these talented entrepreneurs.
I know. Where's the time gone?
It's flown by. Well, spring is here. We finally made it through our long, dark winter, but it's been great learning about all these really talented people who've got some great ideas, and you folks helping them put it into action and do even better.
Yeah, and if you want to actually meet these entrepreneurs and hear their more about their businesses and hear their pitch, we're having our regional showcase called Betting It All on Entrepreneurship on May 9th from 5:30 to 7:30 at Hollywood Casino. And you can RSVP if you just go to eventbrite.com and type in Betting It All on Entrepreneurship or Top Gun. Either one will work.
Sounds fantastic. Well, with us in studio this week, Missy Green is here from EcoVita, and you've created an organic skincare product that springs from the best possible source, your own farm. It doesn't get much better than that.
Correct. We have an organic farm, MAFCA certified organic on Deer Isle, which we've been in had in production for the last 10 years, and we sell goat milk products and certified organic vegetables.
And you're also, I'm told, a little bird in the room told me you're also a very talented artist.
Yes, I'm trained as a ceramic artist. I started making pottery when I was 14 years old. 45 years later, I'm still at it. And I do have work in the Smithsonian and several national collections.
I think we can safely say you're the only person in the room that can say that. Absolutely. So what got this idea percolating in your mind to create this product?
Well, we work on a farm. We're outside all day, you know, in the sun, wind, rain, snow. And I make goat milk products. I make goat milk soap. Originally, I thought I would make goat milk skin cream. But I then found out I would have to put a lot of awful preservatives in it if I wanted to have the goat milk in it. So I decided against it. And I developed this cream without goat milk. Started giving it to my friends, their families. They were like, this stuff is great. You should make more of it. So I did. And I started selling it in my farm stand and at the farmers markets. And over the last 8 years, you know, I can safely say that I cannot keep up.
That's good news indeed. And what are you doing with the Top Gun folks? How are they helping you expand the marketplace?
Oh, gosh. You know, it's all of the stuff that you didn't think you had to know. And the feedback in the class is so amazing. I will say some of it's a bit overwhelming. But just to get the feedback on how to present your product and pack, you know, for me, it's been packaging, talking about marketing and, you know, other things like that.
Well, it's a very attractive package. I'm holding it right here. Beautiful jar. This particular one is the orange blossom variety. But there are so many skincare products on the market, but there aren't products on the market, not very many, that are made here in Maine and don't contain all those nasty chemicals and preservatives that you talked about.
Correct.
So that's a great selling point right there. Now, I laughed earlier when I looked on here and it said it was for mature skin, but also for skin overexposed to the elements. But you've got a nice little phrase that covers the many people that can
use it. We now say it's for families, fishermen and farmers, skiers, sailors, and CEOs. But we have people using it on their babies' bottoms. We have teenagers using it. We have 90-year-olds using it. We have men using it. We have people using it on their cracked feet. People using it for eczema and having great results. And, you know, we recently, one of the things we did with Top Gun is send out a survey. And it was great to get all those positive results back and people saying, you know, please don't ever stop making this cream. Or, you know, and so now it's like we feel like, you know, people freak out when they run out.
Well, you know, I don't work very hard because I'm in radio, so my hands should be in better shape than they are, but they get dry, they crack in the wintertime. I assume this would be perfect for me.
It would be. The other thing that this has in it is sesame oil, which is a little bit of a natural sunscreen, which I'm not really allowed to say on the packaging because then you get involved in all the SPF stuff. But in Ayurvedic medicine, they say sesame oil is a bit of a natural sunscreen and also pulls toxins out of your skin.
Now, if people want to learn more about the product, obviously the best thing to do is come right down to Deer Isle and check it out in person, but are there other ways to learn more?
Our website, which is ecovitaskincare.com or yellowbirchfarm.com. It's on both sites.
Fantastic. Well, it sounds wonderful. Missy Green from EcoVita, so glad to have you come in and visit with us.
Well, thank you very much. You'll have to try some.
Oh, there's no question I'm going to try. I'm going to slather it all over myself as soon as you leave, and I don't embarrass myself here because I have mature skin. It's the only part of me that's mature, to say the least. Emma, thank you again for coming in and for bringing all these wonderful people to see us.
Thanks so much. It's sad to see you guys go.
Yeah, well, we'll do it again next time around.
Definitely.
I hope so. Thank you both so much.
Thanks very much.